We start out at the entrance near the baseball fields of Medlock Park, close to where Teresa Same lives.
I'll ride my bike up with my son and he can go play on the other park, which it's a nicer playground. But we can get to the library and we can get, you know, on the bicycle without having walking if people want to, but without having to go on all these major thoroughfares that are around us.
That's because without this boardwalk, they'd have to go out of their way on the main roads to get to Mason Mill Park. On the trail, you'll find bikers, joggers, and walkers rushing by for exercise. Other people, like Heather Silver and her family, come here simply to enjoy the day.
You feel like you're in the middle of nowhere when in fact you're, you know, right here. It's pretty neat to kind of get lost in the woods right here in the middle of this urban area.
The trail itself is part boardwalk, part pavement, so it's easy to ride a bike or push a stroller. But Silver and her family like to veer off onto the dirt trails that snake through the woods.
We can go along that way, we can go on the trail that way.
You can go down to two creeks, South Peachtree or Burnt Fork, which run on either side of the main path. Eventually, you'll find yourself walking next to railroad tracks. And if you arrive at just the right time, you might find yourself at the edge of a cliff as the train passes by. Silver says her 4-year-old daughter, Leah, discovers nature on these family walks.
What all animals do we think lives here?
Snakes and reindeer.
Snakes and reindeer is her guess of what animals live in the forest.
The path leads from the forest into a grassy clearing, where you'll see what looks like a crumbling castle with a turret and stone walls hidden behind tall grass. This is the old Decatur Waterworks facility, which used to provide drinking water for the city of Decatur. The building was abandoned in the 1940s, but it has not been abandoned by all. The graffiti tells you that.
It's colorful, it's bold.
This is Nicole Jacobs. Today, she's an art teacher. But years ago, she was one of the teenagers who graffitied on this very wall.
It's all different types of styles. There's lettering, there's characters, there's faces, and it's not like everybody out here is just tagging their name.
Some of the graffiti are just scribbled names, but other works are eye-catching enough to bring people off the path. And that's the thing about the South Peachtree Creek Trail. Even though it's a paved neighborhood path, there's a lot to explore, to even capture the imagination. Eventually, the Path Foundation, which built this trail, plans to expand it into a loop. But for now, the path winds over those railroad tracks and up a slope. And when you can hear the tennis courts of Mason Mill Park, you recognize that, like all good things, this path does have an end. And it's time to turn around and head back. For WABE, I'm Mary Claire Kelly.